Our lesson for today is all about competence. Our mantra is, the knowledge I share is changing the world. The technique that we'll get into is a meditation on mentors. And the meditation specifically, or the technique, isn't going to be just about reflecting on who our mentors are, but it's going to be more about the meaning, the insights, and the significance that they left on your life. What is it that your mentors stood for? And what is it that they called you to do next in your life? What did they see in you and believe about you that you don't see or believe about yourself quite yet? What about mentors that have left a legacy for you that you have fulfilled? How did that change your life? What difference did it make in your life? The idea of competence right now is really important. Competence is one of the three key pillars of self-esteem as we study it in biocognition. So we have competence self-esteem, valuation self-esteem, and affiliation self-esteem. The reason that I'm choosing to start with competence is because it's something that so many of us seek as we are competing for achievement and trying to get ahead in the world. That tends to be something that we look at. If we know more, we can do more, therefore we can be more. But it's kind of counterintuitive, because in biocognition, as we know, what we know doesn't determine who we are. The meaning and the impact of what we do by fulfilling our purpose and meaning, that's who we are. So there's no need to ever judge and determine our worth. We simply are good. We simply are an inherent nature and abundance of health, prosperity, and love. So in this model of self-esteem, what we need is a balance of competence with meaning. What we need is a balance of affiliation, which is relationships of quality and sustenance, not just knowing lots and lots of people. And what I argue is the most important and most difficult to reach is valuation self-esteem. And the way that we increase our self-valuation is by developing and committing to self-caring commitments or self-caring rituals. So, long story short, today we're focusing on competence because it's where so many of us tend to spend our time in order to get ahead in life. Thinking that we don't know enough, and if only we knew a little bit more, we could get a little bit further ahead. I find this to be especially true for women, where women hold themselves back and limit themselves much more than men if they feel like they don't know every little thing, and if they feel like they can't perfect what they need to get into for the next level of success or achievement, or to get the next rung up on the ladder. Men tend to have this same kind of hang-up, but it's not the same as it is for women. Not good or bad, it's simply different, because men and women are different. So on that, we're going to get into our technique. As usual, I invite you into a comfortable meditative posture, sitting on a chair with your feet flat on the floor or your legs crossed, crisscross, your hips and your back resting against the back of the chair. If you choose to lie on the floor, or the bed or the couch, just make sure that you're stretched out nice and long, your shoulders are back so that your heart can come forward and you can breathe better. Allowing the back to be down and the heart to be up, similar to the sitting posture, triggers relaxation and allows you to feel safe, cradled, comfortable, and begins to naturally open up the mind and the body for learning, or for contemplation in this case. As you settle in, I invite you to simply observe the breath, taking a breath in through the nose, exhaling fully through the mouth. Again, inhaling through the nose, exhaling fully through the mouth, and taking a moment simply to observe the breath. Going inward, checking to see where the breath is coming from, checking in to see the quality of the breath. Allowing yourself just a few moments to go inward, closer to quietude, to go closer to stillness. As you're going inward, we'll do a brief scan from the top of the head down to the bottoms of the feet, checking in on the body. What sensations and what qualities do you pick up on? Scanning from the head to the shoulders down the arms, the neck down to the heart and the diaphragm. From the diaphragm down to the pelvic floor, the hips down to the knees to the ankles, and through the feet and all of your toes. No need to analyze, assess, interpret, simply observe. Whatever notes that you just picked up on here, let it float away in the river or let it pass like a cloud. It doesn't need to stick around. You've started your observational healing process. And it's time now to go into the meditation on mentors. With your eyes still closed, when you hear the word mentor, coach, teacher, role model, who do you see in your mind? Choose just one, the most prominent, the most positive, the most compassionate, the most loving. The person with the longest lasting impression because of the depth of care that they had for you. As this person stands in front of you, repeat the body scan that you just did, making note of what has changed. Where do you feel the presence of this mentor in your physical self? For example, you might sense warmth and openness in the chest, in the heart. You might notice your shoulders going back and down, opening your posture up as if to say, I'm proud of myself. You may notice clarity of thought, as mentors tend to be inspirational and help us find a path that we were meant to travel. You may feel balance in your hips and knees, as if your lower body is prepared to move forward, prepared to be a leader yourself. As you make a note of each of these different sensations and qualities, choose two or three. And think about what that sensation in the body symbolizes. Does it symbolize pride? Does it symbolize joy? Does it symbolize excellence for you? There's no right or wrong. Whatever your intuition tells you is what's right. It's what's effective. So as usual, let your intuition, let your gut be your guide. Your mind and your body know these things. And what you're going to do next is imagine thanking your mentor for these 2 to 3 lessons that they've taught you. Clearly, articulately, without any likes, maybes, I thinks, straightforward. What is it that you need to say to thank this mentor and to propel what they've already taught you into something bigger in your life? You might start by saying something like, "It's great to see you. I have something very important to tell you today. When I think about you and what you've taught me, I get this sense of heat and compassion in my chest. What you've taught me is compassion. And what I want to take more of into the world is the love and the selflessness that you taught me. You are a model of carefree but dedicated love, teaching, and empowerment. You saw something in me that no one else did and that I still don't fully see myself. I'm going to take what you taught me, live it as if I see what you see in me, with deepest gratitude and thanks. You taught me something important, and I now have a responsibility to share my excellence with the world the way that you shared yours with me. For me to hold on to this would be selfish. It would demonstrate cowardice, not courage. So to demonstrate value in our relationship and self-valuation of me and gratitude to you, I commit to taking the compassion that you taught me into the world. Make this gratitude your own and repeat the process with another mentor, teacher, coach, role model, or bring in the other learnings, the other insights that you picked up on and received from these people as gifts. What is your responsibility and legacy from what your mentors did to empower you? How will you pass this on? And what's next for you on your journey? Competence is much more than what's in your head. It's the application of knowledge, which is wisdom. Do something with what you know. Make a difference. Make an impact. To seal the deal and bring this gratitude to a deeper level, begin to inhale love in the heart. Exhale love out of the heart. Inhaling love, exhaling love. Do a couple more on your own, at your own pace. And very gently, as you're ready, inhale through the nose, fully exhaling through the mouth. Again, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, beginning to wiggle the fingers, gently opening the eyes and looking around your space for anything that makes you curious, finding novelty in where you are, even if it's a familiar space. Coming back to the present moment and sending you on your way today to live your legacy of courage, faith, and patience. Be well, my friend.